This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Eric from Puyallup is. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Am I coming through okay? I've got a lot of static on my end.
Oh, no, you sound great over here.
Okay, just making sure.
Hopefully that doesn't interfere. Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
You can't use that as an excuse after I win.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
A little aggressive. I'm sorry.
Got a little fight, Steve.
I don't know what got into me. I'm really sorry.
Sure you are. For those playing at home,
wow.
Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many days does the Earth take to orbit the sun?
365.
You know it. Which toilet paper brand uses bears as their mascots?
Charmin.
Yes. Adam Brody and Kristen Bell star on the new Netflix show titled Nobody Wants What?
Pass.
What pop band is known for their hits Moves Like Jagger and Girls Like You?
Coldplay?
No.
Pass.
Fireflies are also known by what name?
Lightning bugs?
Yes. The Kraken first hit the ice in what year?
2021.
Yes. The study of science of flight is called what?
Aviation.
No.
Aerodynamics?
No.
Pass.
Which Adam Sandler movie featured Bob Barker's big screen debut?
Happy Gilmore.
You know it. According to Google, what cheese pairs best with beets?
With beef?
Beets. Beats.
Like, pass.
Godsmack became a band in what mid-90s year?
95.
Correct.
What kind of question is that, Sarah?
I know the answer.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's... have you ever had a beet salad, Danny?
No.
Oh, well, you're missing out. Ooh. Eric, you got 6 correct, though. How do you feel about that?
Silence.
You know, I feel like we all kind of feel the same as you do. It's all right. I feel like...
I've done better. We'll see.
Yeah.
And Steve has done worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, very rarely. Steve, I think you got this one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the faith.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many days does the Earth take to orbit the sun?
365.
Correct. Which toilet paper brand uses bears as their mascot?
Charmin.
Yes.
Squeeze it.
Adam Brody and Kristen Bell star in the new Netflix show titled Nobody Wants What?
Chlamydia.
No, but I mean, that's true.
Syphilis.
No.
Friends.
No. What pop band is known for their hits Moves Like Jagger and Girls Like You?
Oh, Maroon 5?
Yes. Fireflies are also known by what name?
Dragonflies?
No.
Lightning bugs?
Yes. The Kraken first hit the ice in what year?
2021.
Correct. The study of science of flight is called what?
Is that like aeronautics?
What in the... Yes. Which Adam Sandler movie featured Bob Barker's big screen debut?
Happy Gilmore.
Yes. According to Google, what cheese pairs best with beets?
Fromunda.
No.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Feta?
No. Godsmack became a band in what mid-90s year?
94.
No.
95.
Correct.
Jeez.
Steve?
How kind of reaction was that?
I was right. I knew you were going to do well. You got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-6. Sorry, Eric.
It happens.
It does. You deserve to win.
I did. Humbly, I deserve to win that one.
How did you know aeronautics?
I don't know. I'm smart. Okay, maybe that's not a good reason, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I know things.
I just do. Do you know why you know things?
Nope.
I barely even understand the question.
You know, after all these years of being on this planet, sometimes you remember stuff, Sarah.
I was even afraid to pronounce that.
Can we get to the question about the beets, please? Yes. What is it, Taryn?
I hope it's goat cheese.
It sure is.
Yeah, baby.
You've never had a beet salad?
Oh, my gosh.
I have.
And there's always
goat cheese. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, Danny was like, what is that? And everybody knows that.
No one knows that.
Still to this day, my wife makes fun of me because one time I thought she made me a beet salad. I didn't know what a beet salad was at the time for lunch. And, you know, I'd bring it into work and I had the Tupperware and I was like, this is a crap ton of beets, but I guess this is a beet salad.
Were you like, where's the lettuce?
She accidentally chopped up a bunch of beets, put it in a Tupperware container and gave me the wrong Tupperware container for my lunch. And I didn't bother to ask what was up with it. So I just ate them all. And then that's when I learned that beets make a certain thing turn red when you go to the bathroom. And I had a moment of severe panic here at work where I thought I was bleeding internally. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm bleeding internally. And I tell my wife, and she's like, did you eat all those beets? I'm like, yeah, you gave them to me. She's like, oh, that was a mistake. I was like, that's why it's red.
No seasoning, no cheese.
Nothing. I'm like, this is so stupid. People love beet salads. I didn't know what a beet salad was.
I love that you were just going for it, though.
Said to eat it.
Yeah, this is what she packed for me.
It's healthy, but it's kind of weird. All right.
Taryn, Adam Brody, and Kristen Bell star in the new Netflix show titled Nobody Wants
This.
Correct.
I binged it.
This what?
Nobody Wants This.
All right.
Which is sad, but...
Is it good?
It's the name of the podcast that the sisters do in the show, and yes, it's very good.
Oh, all of my basic bitch friends have been all about this show.
It's a Netflix show.
Yep.
Is it better than Nailed It?
I didn't watch it.
I don't know Nailed It.
The cooking show?
Nope, I don't know that one.
That's not a home improvement show?
No!
It's called Nailed It.
Yeah, like you nailed it. It's about bad bakers trying to bake something, and when they reveal what they baked, it looks so bad, and people jokingly go, nailed it.
Well, I would think nail, like a hammer, you hammer a nail in. Nailed it.
That would be clever.
How is that after every beat makes I feel dumber?
How is it that you always talk about this show, and I've always thought it was just a construction show?
It's on the thumbnail. It's a giant cake.
Well, I clearly have never watched it.
Well, could you put two and two together? If it has a giant cake on the cover, that means it's probably about baking.
Have you met me?
No.
Do I ever put two and two together?
No, you're right.
Well, congrats on winning somehow.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo this Sunday, October 13th at the Showwear Center.
Nailed it.
And tickets to see Godsmack and Hailstorm are on sale now at KISW.com. However, all week long, we are giving out code words for you to text to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to the show. And we've got a code word right now. That code word is alone. Text the word alone to 206-803-ROCK for your shot at scoring tickets to the Halloween Hullabaloo. Get all the details at KISW.com. From time to time, we like to ask a simple question to our rockaholics.
Yes.
And we just need you to call us right now so that we can ask one. 206-803-ROCK. And we promise it is a simple question, but
simple,
you must call.
Not dirty. It's actually about movies.
206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
A recent survey of 2,000 Americans found that 65% saw their very first scary movie before the age of 11.
Okay. I'm trying to think of how young I was when I first saw a scary film. I think it was close, maybe 11 or 12.
Right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
It also found that we watch an average of 5 scary movies during the Halloween season. So this brings us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with John, who is driving in traffic. John, do you remember your first scary movie?
Yeah, it had to have been The Exorcist, the original one.
Oh, with like the the peas that are spitting out of her?
Yep. That would be the one.
That was a trippy movie.
Absolutely. Joe Dredd in Seattle. Do you remember your first scary movie?
Yeah, I do, and I just want to give you guys a little backstory on it. You remember on the actor Darren McGavin? He played the dad on A Christmas Story.
Sure.
Okay, he had a series in the 70s called Night Stalker, where he was a reporter. Well, that series was spin off from a made-for-TV movie called Night Stalker, where he found a vampire. And I saw that as a kid, and that messed me up for 3 nights. I could not sleep for 3 nights because of that movie, and it was made for TV. What are they doing? I'm a little kid.
Joe, I forgot all about that. Once you mentioned the vampire part, I can vividly remember that, and it was a freaky show.
Yeah, there you go, man.
No more nightmares for you, Steve. John from Puyallup, same question to you. Do you remember your first scary movie?
Yeah, it was Scream. My older brother turned the TV on, and he put the movie in, and I was watching it, and then that freaking thing came out the closet, and ever since then I've been afraid of closets, so I always have a closet open.
John, that was my first scary movie too. Was Scream?
Was it the mask?
That was the Scream mask. Ghostface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore. There was a great cast of characters in that, but it was very haunting. 206-803 Rock. Our simple question for Kyle in Mount Vernon: do you remember your first scary movie?
Absolutely. Please tell me you guys have seen Phantasm.
I don't know. No. I might need a refresher on this one. I'm going to look it up just to see the poster.
The kid lives near a funeral parlor, like a big funeral house, whatever they call that, and there's alien creatures, and there's a big tall guy that is he picks up a casket by himself and throws it into the back of the hearse. The aliens are kidnapping people out of this big house. Watch the trailer. Freaky.
And it was with the dude, the old guy that had like a skullet, like he had the mullet without the top.
Yeah, and those silver balls that have the daggers that shoot out of the balls and fly around this house and stab people in the head.
Sounds uplifting.
A good children's show.
Our simple question to Anthony in Kent: what was your first scary movie?
It was Carrie. By myself in the basement with my brothers and sisters upstairs.
Was it the blood scene that freaked you out?
When the hand popped out, scared the heck out of me, and I ran upstairs and scared all my brothers and sisters.
Somebody texted and said, Chud, that was my first scary movie, probably 7 or 8 years old. Not cool, LOL.
No. Randy in Bremerton, what was your first scary movie?
It was Friday the 13th.
That was my... I can't remember if it was Faces of Death. My brother made me watch 2 different scary movies. It was Faces of Death, which is, like, that is just a messed up movie. You should not be showing that to your little brother.
No.
And then Friday the 13th. And that one was, like... I kind of want to go back. I haven't watched the original Friday the 13th. I wonder if it still holds up. Or if it's just, like, we've become so desensitized to horror films that now you're just like, this is just too cheesy.
So fake.
Mm-hmm.
Our simple question to Greg in Seattle: do you remember your first scary movie?
Salem's Lot, the original made-for-TV Stephen King movie.
Oh, yeah! Did it give you nightmares?
The scratching at the window.
I never seen that one.
That was not a good one.
What was your first?
It was Scream.
Scream?
Yeah, it was Scream, and then shortly after that, I think, I know what you did last summer. I think it came out in like the mid-90s.
Oh, wow.
I think I was maybe 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there.
Essentially, it was like the American Pie of scary movies.
Yeah, because they kept cranking more out then after that.
Oh, and it's still, I mean, honestly, like, they still are doing them today, and they're, like, has Jenna Ortega in it, and they have Neve Campbell that came back. Oh, they're so good.
And what was the movie that was kind of a spoof of it? Was
scary
it a,
movie.
Scary movie. I always get them confused. I'm always, anyone says they were scared by the movie Scream, I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a comedy. It
came out in 1996, the first one.
Oh, damn.
Gosh. Yeah.
Crazy. Time flies when you're scared. We know that you're a massive fan of music, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Sasantow, which is the Primus, Pussifer, and a Perfect Circle show at White River Amphitheater on June 7th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from our rockaholics that we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call in now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Last week, I believe Daniel from Lacey called up and wanted to know our opinion on what he should sing at karaoke night.
Right.
And Daniel's on the phone and wants to give us an update as to what he chose to sing.
Howdy, howdy. So I got to sing two songs, and I sung one from my already practiced repertoire, which was Kryptonite.
Nice.
I love that song. I've done it enough times, and I've started performing, and I got a round of applause for that one. And then I would have
clapped when it was over, just because I've heard that song too many times. I'm kidding.
Understandable. And then I decided to do Green Day's Good Riddance. Ooh. I hadn't practiced that as much, so I kind of flubbed in one of the middle songs, but I picked it right back up and got on it and did it.
See, that's kind of ballsy, if you ask me. I don't know if I'd want to go up there and sing a ballad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of a somber song. It's not upbeat. There's no drums. Like, whenever somebody sings, like, one of those Celine, and great, it's not Celine Dion, but you know what I mean? Like, a song that's kind of sad. You're just like, man, I'm just here to get drunk and have a good time and sing along with you. I don't want to be sad.
What I'm hearing, though, is that you're not brave enough. Daniel was.
Yeah, he was.
Daniel's a brave karaoke singer.
Which is why I said he was ballsy.
Peter.
Would you sing a ballad?
Oh, no, probably not. I don't think I have the guts to do that.
No, because I feel like that's when you really are alone on an island.
I would
absolutely pick a song that people are going to sing along with. I can't picture an entire room of drunk people being like, you know, hope you had the time of your life.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's Peter in Aberdeen that wants to talk about the first scary movie he ever saw. What was that, Peter?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Peter?
The movie came out in 83, and in 85, I believe. No, 86. And it was my first experience out of the movies and first experience seeing a scary movie. I was 4 years old. My mom took me to see Critters. It was like a weird sci-fi movie about these little round guys that shoot little spikes and they eat everything. It's actually a good movie, but I remember I was so freaking scared. I didn't sleep for like a week straight. I just kept crying, and we still laugh to this day about that. It was great. My mom took me to a great movie.
Little mother-son bonding.
I love that they laugh at it. Remember that time we traumatized you? That was hilarious.
What did your mom think about it after the fact?
She's cool. She was a very young mom when she had me, so it was cool. It was just, you know, funny thing. Plus, that was in, like, Eastern Europe, so it was, like, a big deal, you know, go to the movies, and we lived in a small town. So it was a cool movie. I still... kind of scared till today to watch it, to tell you the truth. Don't really want to, like, oh yeah, let's put on Critters and watch it again. Yeah.
Relive all the happy memories.
This text kind of reminds me of what he just called about, because they said my first scary movie wasn't even really a scary movie, but I was 4 years old, it scared the crap out of me, and it was Gremlins.
Oh yeah.
The green monsters. Yeah, no, dude, there's some scary stuff in that movie.
Gremlins is freaky.
I love the movie The Gremlins, but there are some definite moments that if you're four, that would freak you the F out. Gizmo's adorable, though.
That is true. We're checking in with the Rockaholics and Gemma from Kent from the Philippines. What was the scary movie that you saw as a kid?
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Gemma?
Hello. Hi, I'm good today. So the scary movie I watched when I was like 6 years old was called Refrigerator. It's a segment in the Philippines. I mean, movie called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, but one of the segments there is called Refrigerator. So basically... A serial killer died, and his soul was, like, you know, transferred in a, funny enough, refrigerator. And there, one of the families there bought a new refrigerator of some sort and started, you know, making weird things. The thing that scared me worse was, like, when I was 6 years old, the housemaid was, like, opening the fridge, and she was making, like, funny sensual dance. And then when I was, like, I replayed it when I was, like, 16 now, she was, the refrigerator was banging her to death.
Oh, jeez. What the hell? Who came up with an idea of a movie like that, right?
Well, now, what do you think is the scariest movie you saw as a kid?
Faces of Death.
Faces of Death. Oh, wait. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
Okay, explain people the plot again.
Now, I'm not positive if these were true videos of dead people, but I believe they were legit or they were Hollywooded up to look real. But this was like a movie where it was just basically straight up just murder scenes, people dying, and it would just show you very gruesome visuals of people that are dead. And my brother made me watch it.
And now, how old were you?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, but I mean, I was young. I was definitely, he's 3 years older, so maybe I was like 10, 11, or 12. I was around that window. He was definitely hitting his teenage years. He was a little rebellious, and he thought it would be hilarious if he just kind of practically tied me down in my dad's rocking chair at the time and made me watch this movie with him because he thought it would be so funny to see his little brother's reaction. Let's just say I wasn't really too pleased about it.
I can imagine not.
It was awful.
Are you a scary movie fan anymore?
Never have been.
Yeah.
No.
The older I get, the less interest I have. But it was that sweet spot of like middle school, high school, where I had to watch whatever the new scary movie was. I go to watch that. But now I'm kind
of... Dude, I'm such a little weenie when it comes to scary movies. I remember it was like one of the Scream films. It was like one of the sequels. And we did a radio bit way back in the day. It was like some kind of a blind date bit where like you didn't get to like see the person until like the date. And part of the date was going to see Scary Movie. And I think you had to go the date. You were blindfolded the entire time, both people. And I was the chaperone. Oh, and the date was dinner and a movie. And the movie was Scream, one of the sequels. And I don't like scary movies, and I'm in the theater with two people that are wearing blindfolds. Very awkward. Like, there was no, nobody knew why. They probably just thought this was some kind of weird fetish that maybe I had, or like some weird throuple where one can have a blindfold off and the other two don't. And I'm sitting in the theater, and I'm like, I want to borrow one of their blindfolds because this movie's freaking me the F out. It got so bad where I just stared at the floor for like an hour.
Aww.
I don't feel bad. I'm dork when it comes to scary. I'm not a big scary movie guy.
Okay, you're not a scary movie guy. How do you feel about SpongeBob SquarePants?
I've never seen a full episode.
I haven't either.
I know the song.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did we nail it for people that have never seen an episode?
You did. It still surprises me when Steve says he's never seen it because he used to be a stoner. So it's like at that point, like that was such a stoner thing to watch when you were like,
in college?
It came out. Yeah.
Okay, well, this might be a stoner thing then, too. Many fans of SpongeBob are excited because they can actually go to a fast food place today and get a Krabby Patty.
Are you excited about it, Danny? You're a big SpongeBob guy, right?
I mean, I would go. I had never tried a Krabby Patty. Like, to me, In-N-Out Burger was the only one that ever got close.
Ooh.
So I would go for sure.
I don't
sure.
even know what it would make it, what would make it be close to a Krabby Patty. Just know. Visually?
Visually, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, today is day one, and we already have a review of it, and you'll hear how it tastes at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wendy's has officially launched the Krabby Patty Collab. And they've got two special menu items. One is the Krabby Patty Collab Burger.
Okay.
And the other is the Pineapple Under the Sea Frosty. And, you know, it's always when an album anniversary comes around that it makes me feel old. No, this makes me feel old. This is in honor of the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that. So one guy is already going viral for trying this new menu item. Let's hear his review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day I've been waiting for since I was a child. I just got a haircut. Ignore how it looks.
I, of course, didn't ignore how it looks, and he looks kind of stupid. I'm kidding. His hair is nice.
The Krabby Patty meal has arrived, and I want to say immediately, I love that it comes with a bunch of free stickers and a QR code for 30 days of free Paramount Plus. Don't scan that. It's mine.
I scanned it, and it's now mine.
We have to try the Krabby Patty. I believe it's just a Dave's Double with a secret sauce, but I've been no custom wrappers kind of lame, I will say.
That is kind of odd that you're doing this big promotion. You wouldn't have like a SpongeBob SquarePants themed wrapper.
Yeah, that's a miss for me.
Or at least a sticker where it seals it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
I've been waiting to try a Krabby Patty since I was like 5. So here it is. Oh, it's actually a single, not a double. This is the Krabby Patty. Cheers. Very saucy.
And he shows his hand, and his hand is just dripping with sauce. It's like, this is the best.
Are you talking about the Krabby Collab sauce?
The Krabby Collab sauce.
Very saucy. I mean, it's delicious. It's a Wendy's burger. The sauce is really good. Very tangy, very sweet. I'm a big fan. I'm going to give that a solid 9 out of 10 for a fast food burger. Really good.
Okay.
Danny, you going to try it now?
Yeah, if I can get to a Wendy's today.
Well, then you got to get the pineapple under the sea frosty because that's a vanilla frosty swirled with mango pineapple puree.
No, I'll save that for you guys. He reviewed that as well, and he had this to say.
Very saucy.
There's a woman that did something so stupid that she is now banned from Domino's. So what Very did saucy. She do? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Rush.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And if there's one person I feel like we could convince to do hooky for hockey today, it would be Ryan Castle, who's with us today in the studio.
I'm always looking for an excuse to leave work early and go day drinking. Are you kidding?
It was impressive. Within 30 seconds, we twisted his arm. So he's like, yeah, I'll come down at least for the beginning and go to the pre-show stuff.
What did I ask? Like, are they serving beer out there in the courtyard?
Yeah. Sponsored by Coors Light.
I can come down and hang out for a little bit. I don't see anybody getting hurt.
Hey, DMD brought to you by Pilot's Law. That's right. Today's the day.
Release the Kraken.
Seattle Kraken hockey starts off 1:30 at Climate Pledge Arena. It's the first season home opener in franchise history. Usually they play on the road, so this is the first time they're doing it here. And like we mentioned, the big plaza party that Ryan Castle is going to join us starts at 10 a.m., but the beer garden opens at 11 a.m.
Perfect.
That's in an hour and 4 minutes.
So we have a meeting from 10 until 10:30, so that works out just fine.
Then we got 30 minutes to get to this party. At the party, Ryan, a DJ and a band. They're also going to be face painting. So you going to get your face painted with us?
Yes, of course, because I like fun.
Photo opportunities with our giant bobbleheads and giant letters.
Okay.
And most importantly,
Ryan Castle.
And Pepsi product sampling.
Oh, get out. God, do you have a chance to win a 2012 Toyota Corolla, too?
Nope, just to get to sample some delicious Pepsi products. Also, join us at the game. If you're there in between the first and second period, we're going to head on over to the Living Wall. And if you're a rockaholic, you just want to come say hi and just BS with us, we'll be over there as well.
Sarah will be hammered.
Yes.
This is true. I know our friend Danny over there is very passionate about pizza. Maybe not as much so as this 22-year-old woman in Florida who flew into an absolute rage when the Domino's pizza that was delivered to her was, as she says, cold and uncut. So she got in her car.
That's how Sarah likes her men.
Wow! That was great!
I love this.
That caught me off guard. Wow.
Every moment.
Yeah, she's a turtleneck girl. Who knew?
No.
I
also
told you that in San Diego in confidence.
And I want to clear that I am not that kind of girl, okay? Turtleneck out. Oh, just have to make that very clear.
Well, guys, we're talking about pizza.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So this woman, after she got upset about her pizza, got in her car, drove to the restaurant, started flipping out on an employee to the point where she got arrested for criminal mischief. So she was arguing with the employee. She threw the pizza. She damaged the store's phone, ended up spending a night in jail before being released. And now she is ordered to have no contact with that Domino's location.
Here's a crazy idea. She could have gotten her ass in the car and gone and picked it up herself in the first place. She would have had that problem. Saved herself a trip.
Have you guys heard about, I think most of us know about the Savannah Bananas.
Oh,
it's
that
baseball team. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. They wear the yellow jerseys and they do crazy stuff out there. They're taking their show on the road and they're coming here to T-Mobile Park. It's a little bit of ways, but September 19th and 20th of 2025.
I can start planning now.
Yeah, just like when Metallica announced their big show.
I'm fired up about this. I can't wait for this to happen. Apparently they have over 1 million fans. They plan to have over 2 million on like social media and all the people that show up for their events, and that they'll be taking on some baseball teams while they're here. With the Harlem Globetrotters, usually they'll bring on like some radio people to be part of the team. I wonder if we could be on the competing team against the Savannah Bananas.
That would be so fun.
If you want to guarantee an L, that's a great way to do it.
We are the team for you.
We are terrible.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be 66 degrees and sunny. A perfect day to go check out some Kraken hockey. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.